Hello there. This is episode 297 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. How are you today? How's the weather where you're at? Here in SoCal, it's hot and humid. I'm thankful for air conditioning, except I have to turn it off to record, and it doesn't take long for things to heat up here in the studio. So I'm recording this on Monday evening. I've been working all day long on a new episode of the LifeSpring show. It used to be a weekly show, but I only do them now sporadically. The new one is my statement about the recent Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage. If you're interested, you can find it at scotus.lifespringmedia.com. SCOTUS, S-C-O-T-U-S, Supreme Court of the United States. scotus.lifespringmedia.com. If you're subscribed to the LifeSpring show or the LifeSpring Media All Shows feed, then you should get it automatically. I'd be interested in your reaction. Our reading today is 1 Samuel chapter 18. In our last visit here, David had killed Goliath. We're reading the New King James Version this week. Let's begin. 1 Samuel chapter 18. Now, when he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Saul took him that day and would not let him go home to his father's house any more. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan took off the robe that was on him and gave it to David, with his armor, even to his sword and his bow and his belt. So David went out whenever Saul sent him, and behaved wisely. Then Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. Now it had happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women had come out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the women sang as they danced, and said, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." Then Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him, and he said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?" So Saul eyed David from that day forward. And it happened on the next day that the distressing spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied inside the house. So David played music with his hand, as at other times, but there was a spear in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the spear, for he said, "I will pin David to the wall." But David escaped his presence twice. Now Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from his presence, and made him his captain over 1,000, and he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. Then Saul said to David, "Here is my older daughter Merab. I will give her to you as a wife. Only be valiant for me, and fight the Lord's battles." For Saul thought, "Let my hand not be against him, but let the hand of the Philistines be against him." So David said to Saul, "Who am I, and what is my life or my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king?" But it happened at the time when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, that she was given to Adriel the Maholathite as a wife. Now Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. So Saul said, "I will give her to him, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him." Therefore Saul said to David a second time, "You shall be my son-in-law today." And Saul commanded his servants, "Communicate with David secretly, and say, 'Look, the king has delight in you, and all his servants love you. Now therefore become the king's son-in-law.'" So Saul's servants spoke those words in the hearing of David. And David said, "Does it seem to you a light thing to be a king's son-in-law, seeing I am a poor and lightly esteemed man?" And the servants of Saul told him, saying, "In this manner David spoke." Then Saul said, "Thus you shall say to David, 'The king does not desire any dowry, but 100 foreskins of the Philistines, to take vengeance on the king's enemies.' But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. So when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to become the king's son-in-law. Now the days had not expired. Therefore David arose and went, he and his men, and killed 200 men of the Philistines. And David brought their foreskins, and they gave them in full count to the king, that he might become the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, as a wife. Thus Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. And Saul was still more afraid of David. So Saul became David's enemy continually. Then the princes of the Philistines went out to war. And so it was, whenever they went out, that David behaved more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name became highly esteemed. May God bless the reading of His Word. Okay, so because of the culture in which we live and the recent decision by the Supreme Court in same-sex marriage, I'll go ahead and tackle the subject of David and Jonathan's friendship. It's really quite a coincidence that this reading came up on the same day I just spent writing my response to the happenings in Washington. But of course, I don't believe in coincidence, so there is a reason. The argument has been made that David and Jonathan had a homosexual relationship. I don't believe that for a moment, and I have two reasons. The first reason is that there would be no reason for Scripture to try to hide it. David's many failures are spoken of in the Bible. He was a murderer, and he was an adulterer. Why would the sin of homosexuality be glossed over? There's really no reason to do so. No one thinks David lived a perfect life. Well, you might say, it isn't pointed out as a sin because it's not a sin to be gay. Well, that's not true because there are many scriptures that declare that it is a sin. I won't give a complete list here today, but a few are. Leviticus 18 lists several sexual sins, most of which are aimed at the heterosexual, but in verse 22 it says, "Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable." Leviticus 20 is similar to 18 in that it lists several sexual sins, most of which are heterosexual, but then there is this in verse 13. "If a man has sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. They are to be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads." I'll note here that the punishment called for is not reserved for only the homosexuals. The death penalty is called for seven other times in this chapter. And of course, the Old Testament is not the only place where homosexuality is condemned. In the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, we read, "Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error." Also in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10 says, "Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." So really, if David and Jonathan had a homosexual relationship, we would have been told. The second reason I don't think they did was this: "I have a friend in my own life whom I would give my own life for, and I'm not gay." It is possible for a man to love a friend and not be gay. David and Jonathan were simpatico, that's all. They were friends who loved each other. If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for episode number 297. Of course, you can tweet me at @SteveWeb_ and use the hashtag LifespringMedia. Be sure to subscribe to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever. This is a daily Monday through Friday show, and I hope you'll not want to miss an episode. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.